Harper Audio presents Catullus Bedspread by Daisy Dunn, read by Mike Grady.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This bedspread, embroidered with the shapes of men who lived long ago, unveils the virtues of heroes through the miracle of art. Author's note: the political system in Rome. Politicians in Rome followed an established ladder of power. At the top sat two chief magistrates, known as consuls. Male citizens of Rome, aged 17 and above, elected the two consuls each year, and the Senate guided them, while also managing the civic purse and foreign relations. The first consuls had been plucked from the richest families. The first senators' descendants were the patricians or aristocrats of Catullus Rome. Before a man could even think about becoming a consul, he needed to gain some experience. As he approached the age of 30, a budding patrician politician would strive first to be elected as a quaestor, whose tedious responsibilities involved supervising the treasury. At the end of the year, funds permitting, quaestors became life members of the Senate, and the more appealing prospect of running for the senior magistracies, aedile, praetor, then consul.